At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
That's a wrap on week three. Get Mike on Twitter at Swollen Dome. Find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. And you're going to hear from our executive producer, Ryan Bershinger, in a bit. Get him on Twitter at Ryan Bershinger. Harmon, week three in the books. We got some stuff right, got some stuff wrong. A very weird week in the National Football League. A guy like Lamar Jackson goes off again, but there are a lot of other big names somewhat muted. Cooper Kupp got in the end zone, but it wasn't a touchdown reception. Justin Jefferson had one heck of a time in dealing with the Lions defense. So a weird week three that we can put in the books and hopefully put in the rearview mirror if you took a fantasy L.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was another one of those, and that's the beauty of the game, right? That's why they still play them, even if we go through all our algorithms and projections and everything else. There's still a lot of chaos, and if you're following betting trends, the under is coming in at a pretty heavy rate. You've seen some dog games, right? That's Sunday night. San Francisco Denver game might have set football back a couple of decades.
Yes.
Right, Russell, yes. Wilson gets the one drive to get him over. Now they're 2-1. Yet everybody still hates that squad. I like the defense. We like the defense coming in. That's really all you got. San Francisco and Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, not so much as you flow through. But welcome back, George Kittle. You mentioned Justin Jefferson, Jeff Okuda and company making him disappear for the second straight week. Remember when it was, can a wide receiver win the MVP? No. No, they can't. There we go. Roundly, we say goodbye to that. Here in Los Angeles, we watched the Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence show up on another level, and Christian Kirk is now the most consistent receiver in the National Football League. We saw a weird game between Buffalo and Miami, supposed to be a 50-plus point over-under. Nah, not so fast. 21-19. Crazy yardage. No scoring for Buffalo. And then you're just, for some of it, you're waiting for things to right themselves. Some of it is still just upset-minded. And I think we can agree, a lot of penalties and bad coaching in situational football still plague your fantasy team.
And some bad advice by me. I missed on the Brandon Cooks play against the Bears, your Bears, Mike. Just two receptions on the seven targets that he got. Did not find the end zone. I was really happy with my Terry McLaurin prediction I think he was goose egged in the first half. But then when you're getting crushed by the Eagles, you've got an opportunity to make it back, and he did. I did like the birdbath, the battle of the birds, whatever you want to say, with the Falcons and Seahawks. There were a lot of good plays. Specifically, Cordarrelle Patterson was a great play if you played him with the Falcons. And I also like Derrick Henry to kind of break out of his funk. It's been something we've been monitoring. The Raiders seemed ripe for it. He didn't get into the end zone twice, but he picked up enough receiving yards, in my mind, to make it a good prediction on that. And not that you were going to bench Derrick Henry, but I just felt that this was probably the opportunity. You're going to see him come out of hibernation, and it happened against the Raiders.
Folks starting to get a little bit nervous, though, there, Dan. That's for sure. Look,
you wonder when he's going to fall off the cliff, right? Like,
no, that's just it. With the amount of touches that he's had the last couple of years and a slow start, I'm not ready to take him out of the top 24, assuming we're still starting two running backs, but there's still just that trepidation of the ceiling being that much lower.
Yep.
And look, I'm a short man, so I can pass under any threshold, Dan. But still, it is a difficult proposition. But we look at the running back position overall. Who's running away and hiding when you talk about fantasy points overall on at the running back position? It's been pretty dismal thus far, if you really kind of go about it. Looking at through 3 weeks, you've got Saquon Barkley and Nick Chubb atop. James Robinson is third. Clyde Edwards-Helaire somehow fourth.
DeAndre, 0 yards rushing.
Yeah, right. DeAndre
Zero
Swift is
rushing.
Now going to miss several weeks. Cordarrelle Patterson remains a beast. Aaron Jones, Jamal Adams, Khalil Herbert. Yeah, that's what you scripted as your top 10.
It's nuts. I told you guys when we did it, was it last week's episode after week two of the guy that we wish we drafted? It was somewhere in that neighborhood of my guy. And I said Cordarrelle Patterson because I remember him being there, and you're just like, can't happen again. Can't happen again. The stupid thoughts that you have during your draft and the things that you think. And guess what? It's happening again. It's just not happening for a lot of the other guys who had, good seasons last year, to your point.
Yeah, I thought we'd see, in terms of predictions going wrong for week three, I thought we'd see the Commanders show up. Instead, Carson Wentz was attempting to throw the ball from his ass the entire game. So not exactly good for fantasy owners in that regard. So that was an abject failure. Kyler Murray threw for 300 yards. He's not running. So he's of little use. In terms of fantasy leaders, he's still a top 10 quarterback through 3 weeks. But do you have any confidence that he's going to stay there? Nope. Along the way, Jared Goff was another guy that I thought we'd see more love from this week. And he had an okay game. He still had two touchdown throws on the day, but only 215 yards. One interception helps negate some of that. So even though they had that great first half, it really got muted. And right now, trying to determine, like I said, the running back position is such a mess. It's really going to be a week to week wishing, wanting, hoping, and hold your nose, so it would appear.
I'll give you a perfect example, and then I want Birch to come in and give us his recap of the streaming defenses and what happened with Survivor. But perfect example, Mike, off of week two's performance, I needed to add a running back, was atop the waiver order that we had, and near the top at least. And I'm like, all right, I want to take advantage, want to look at a guy. And I talked myself into Raheem Mostert. And the reason being, I'm like, all right, we saw the output that he had in week two. Mike McDaniel's guy. And this could be an opportunity. With all the Chase Edmonds hype, maybe it just was hype. And then who scores the two rushing touchdowns for the Dolphins in the win against the Bills? Of course, it's Chase Edmonds, and
yeah.
Raheem Mostert was nowhere to be found. So it could be it's a week-by-week sort of thing right now when you're dealing with running backs on all levels, whether it's the stars performing or even the guys that you think are going to break through end up then coming back down to earth.
Yeah, Chase Edmonds looked really good on my bench this week based on Mostert picking up more of those options. But, I mean, think about that game. It's just one of the most ridiculous outliers ever, right? 400-plus yards for the Bills, 215 or something for the Dolphins, 90 plays against 39 plays. I mean, just complete domination, 42 minutes of time of possession. Old rule of thumb, if you don't take care of business, it doesn't matter. Tell my daughter that with her soccer team. Can keep it in their zone all the time. All it takes is one ball to trickle out the other way. If you haven't attended to your business on one end, you know what? You might suddenly be on the end of a 1-0 loss. Same thing in the NFL. We watched it time and time again. Teams seemingly dominating, and then one or two big plays take it the other way.
Birch, you gave us some survivor advice. Any streaming defenses to brag or cry about from week three? And what was the survivor pick? I know what it was, but I just want you to say it.
We'll start off with the survivor because that was bad. Yeah, so my pick was the Chargers. And
no!
Not.
Hey, but if you're going to lose, lose spectacularly.
Exactly. I went with that while they were still considered 7-point favorites. And then that line dropped tremendously as Herbert's status was in question. And then Herbert ended up playing. But then other guys left that game with injuries. And then they left half of a rib cage Justin Herbert out there as the team was down by 20-something points. And, you know, hey, it's all good. So I'm no longer alive in that survivor pool. But
it's all good. I didn't survive, but it's all good. See, that's the positivity from Birch that keeps us afloat, Dan.
That's right.
Well, he's so good at everything else that I'm actually glad to see that he's human when it comes to some sort of NFL pool. Because for those of you that don't know, we get together for these podcasts and we chat for about 5 or 10 minutes prior, sometimes 15 or 20 minutes when we really should be getting to the pod. And usually Ryan's like, I go, how'd you do this week? 3-0 in all my leagues. He doesn't say it like braggingly, just almost like admittingly, like, yeah, I won all my games and this is how I did it.
This is what I do.
Yes, yeah. So it's actually good to see that you're human in some sorts when it comes to, you know, the survivor pool can do that for you. And you weren't alone. I looked in the survivor pool that I am. The Chargers were the fifth most popular pick. 6% of the pool picked them. 18% picked the Chiefs in the contest that I was in. That was the biggest hit of week three. Oof. Yes. So it was.
Well,
it was,
as we talked about, though, the Colts were dangerous. Was there a way to really make a case for them? No. given what you'd seen against Jacksonville. But it's just that gut feeling. Likewise, Tennessee. Is it going to be pretty? No. I was proud of myself. You and I did an hour of radio Sunday morning on Fox Football Sunday, and I threw up the KJ Osborne just because I wanted to sing On the Wings of Love.
Sure.
And he showed me some love in the fantasy
league. He did. I also wanted to say Devontae Parker with the Patriots because of the Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
But all I got out was Nelson Aguilar. So so I didn't get to my Devontae Parker, but I was high on him in the preseason.
You were?
Greatly disappointed. The bad part about it is now the point is moot if Mac Jones is out for as long as we think that he is. And it's not meant to disrespect Brian Hoyer in any ways. It's just I don't think that there's going to be that ceiling with that.
Well, right. The expectation is you're not pushing the ball downfield.
Yes.
Was Mac Jones perfect? No, not in any way, shape, or form. But he went over 300 with the three picks, and he did try to stretch the field, something we've been waiting on in the New England offense, particularly with Devontae Parker going back to his time with Miami. It's like, why isn't he? When is he going to be? And finally was. But, you know, week three, we always have injuries, Dan. It just felt like they started coming fast and furious, including the aforementioned Chargers. Slater out with the bicep. Joey Bosa. I love how it's described as this horrible groin injury. It's like, yeah, he's going to be week to week. It's like, what the hell are we talking about? It's like, You made it sound like this guy's going to have to crawl for the next month, but he's week to week.
I think it's because all groin injuries are awful, Mike. I've never heard of a good one.
I don't know. There's slight strain. There's man hitting the groin by football like on The Simpsons. And then there's, hey, this guy got tore up. He's week to week.
There's no such thing as a good groin injury. I think that we can all agree on that.
Well, it's minor surgery when it happens to somebody else, Dan. Not when it happens to you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Guard like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
All right, so it is a perfect transition. We can now talk about those Chargers. Good, bad, or ugly groin injuries aside, Mike, this is a team that is now beat up and beat up bad. Aside from Bosa, they lose Rashawn Slater. We saw Herbert was extremely limited. And then Jalen Guyton ends up being lost for the season. He tore his ACL. What was thought to be a fantasy gold mine has turned into fool's gold 3 weeks into the season right now with the Chargers.
Oh, absolute disaster, right? We talked up Austin Eckler, I was able to argue him all the way up to number two on the board based on expectations from behind that line. Obviously, Herbert slinging the ball, but Keenan Allen banged up and not been available. Mike Williams has had a couple of big quarters, but the consistency, again, owing some to Herbert now being banged up. But even before that, not being able to consistently feed him the football. And, you know, just looking at the way the offense hasn't really gotten into that flow. Like, I've been joking already. How's Sean Payton looking at a Chargers hoodie to make this thing really come together? There you go. There's your foreshadowing for 2023 offseason predictions. But they're not explosive at all, right? There's going to be a grind, and the run game has been anemic at best. So there's no balance whatsoever. Now losing Slater with Lindsley already banged up. This is going to be a tough sled here for the Chargers, going up against an aggressive Houston D in week four.
The Mike Williams saga continues, saved, and I'm saying that very generously, with his touchdown catch, but it was also his only catch of the game against the Jaguars, so problems with the Bolts moving forward. I wouldn't give up on Eckler yet, but I'm also known to be a guy, Mike, that holds on to draft position way too long than he should when it comes to my leagues. I'm still willing to wait it out because of what could be, but man, I am starting to get frustrated.
Oh, yeah. It's certainly watching this team flow and go across the NFL in general. I mean, the lack of consistency is one of the hallmarks of the early season. I mean, we're watching the crazy penalties. Once again, it shows. I think you should start building up the Zoom course of how to manage a clock and timeouts in 15 minutes. I'm Dan Beyer. Welcome to my seminar. And go from there. But, you know, for these Chargers, with the expectations being so big, Jason Smith and I did a long back and forth about the AFC West at this point and how disappointing it is. Like, what do you trust out of there? Nothing. I trust that Patrick Mahomes will win games. Do I trust that he's going to put up huge fantasy numbers? No. Herbert's going to be a pincushion before long where that offensive line is. We've talked extensively about Russell Wilson. And then the Raiders are the Raiders. Mark Davis is already commanding a behind doors conference with Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, that's a tough spot, though. I get the whole meeting. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Mac Hollins pickups. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. I just think that's a tough spot for if you're Mark Davis. Listen, I'm not a fan of Josh McDaniels necessarily. They bring in Dave Ziegler again. I think it's another game on Sunday that they win if they have the pieces that they had last year. I know that they were down in this game and were a 2-point conversion away from tying it, but the Raiders won close games last year. They are not winning close games this year, and the only change was Devontae Adams and the entire coaching staff. And I don't think Devontae Adams is the problem. So I don't know. Yeah, but you've overhauled your organization to bring these guys in to punt on that after three games. Which they're not punting.
No.
They're not. But to think that could be a possibility, I think it was something that was maybe blown a little out of proportion from what
we
saw.
No, sure. It's just more the optics of it.
Yeah.
Right? Again, owing to what they were able to do last year after the issues with John Gruden, they rallied. And they found, you know, a common ground, common language, and they played good football and leadership, and they tightened up what had been hallmarks of problems, right? The penalties were lessened. Some of the, you know, near misses were now the more well-executed along the way, and it tightened up, and it seems like that's gone asunder once again for a Raider franchise that many had hoped had turned the corner, and a lot were looking to Derek Carr once Devontae Adams came to town that was going to be the elixir, and instead we're right back in the same spot. And what do they always say if you're losing close games regularly? That's a coaching issue.
Yeah, again, ask Scott Frost how that ended up going. Would you, in going, kind of bringing it back, not to the Chargers opponent, would you consider starting Trevor Lawrence at quarterback during a full week of fantasy? Matchup dependent, can you be convinced to start Trevor Lawrence? Are you already there? Where are you on the second-year quarterback?
Well, I could say this. He won't be owned in only 52% of leagues on average going forward, right? I think folks have to realize that there is a change with Doug Peterson down there, and they're already starting to put things together to get Lawrence back to the players everybody expected he would be. I was somewhere between the second coming and, better than average.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think he'd bottom out. I thought we saw our low point last year where he only had a couple of solid games. But you're starting to see him come up and throw the ball with certainty, right? There's no extra step, extra padding of the ball, as we've talked about with some of the other second and third year quarterbacks that are still struggling with the decision and how big a window is big enough of a window. No, Lawrence is just letting it fly. And with James Robinson back in the backfield, who's been absolutely fantastic as a runner and helping to set up some balance in that offense, Lawrence, the guy I would consider as a back end one going forward.
Yeah. And here's the good thing about it. They have the Eagles coming up this Sunday in a Doug Peterson faces his old team. You'd think the Jaguars would be up for that even after the emotional win that they had on the road with L.A. That's a tough road trip. L.A. Mm-hmm. back. Now you got to go to Philadelphia. But after that, you've got the Texans, Colts, Giants, Broncos overseas, so there could be a change there. Raiders, then you got the Chiefs. That takes you up until mid-November with that sort of schedule. And if he shows, you know, any signs of being the quarterback that he's been these last couple of weeks against the Eagles, there's even more justification for adding Trevor Lawrence to your roster.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going guard. And then on top of it.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Get Mike on Twitter at Swollen Dome. Find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. Our executive producer is Ryan Bershinger. Bersh is going to give us some streaming advice coming up in just a little bit. I do want to say this, Mike, before we get to like looking ahead to pickups and whatnot. We've talked about a lot of big names. I did some digging on Justin Jefferson because people are freaking out about his performance against the Lions. We mentioned it off the top. Mm-hmm. Justin Jefferson in his career, in now his third season, in each of the first two seasons, he has had 7 100-yard games. The Justin Jefferson in the first two seasons also has been known to have a stinker. And that stinker that he had this year came last week. No one's giving up on Justin Jefferson. I totally get it. It's the same conversation, even more ridiculous than the conversation we just had about Austin Eckler. But I know people need something to write about. I know they need something to talk about. And he didn't give you the performance against the Lions team that you thought maybe he could do something against. But never fear. You're going to be all right. The numbers are there. These stinkers come up for wide receivers all the time. And I think we fret over it and thinking that it's a much bigger deal than it really is.
Yeah, I think with some of it, you get a familiarity, right? Division opponent. And, you know, credit Kirk Cousins for not trying to be myopic.
Sure.
Right? Jefferson had 6 targets, 3 for 14. But that you had 3 other players that equaled or matched or bettered that target total. Smith, 6 targets, only 2 receptions. But Thielen, 6 catches on 8 targets. A guy who'd been kind of quiet. We've been waiting to see if he still had a little bit of juice left. And he did, even if just for one day. And KJR is born, who I referenced before. 8 targets, 5 catches, 73, yeah, and a score. If you're going to be able to spread the ball out effectively, you're going to win games. And go back to the Lions in their most recent, I guess, for fantasy purposes and excitement purposes, their heyday. Matt Stafford to Calvin Johnson was great. Did it win them a lot of games? Nah, won the highlight reel.
Mm-hmm.
Got him a couple of big efforts and obviously some tremendous statistical output to put Calvin Johnson into the Hall of Fame, but it didn't make them an elite squad. I mean, a quarterback learning that there are days that there are going to be better options, and unfortunately, your best guy is going to have to settle for being a decoy. That's just life in the NFL. He still gets paid the same regardless.
And I don't think that Kevin O'Connell's going to be like, they figured us out. You know, like they'll take this and then they'll figure out another way. I love the way that people feel that the sky is falling and that the end is near. That is not the case.
Well, the column is today. The show is today, Dan.
Yes,
that is true. So in week 3, now we're doing, all right, who are our MVPs?
Yes.
That's what we do. Who's the biggest disappointment?
By the way, I didn't do an MVP pyramid this year.
Oh, no.
Yes. I thought maybe you missed it. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, all right, where's it at? I mean, I thought maybe week 3 you'd bring it in.
Yeah, no, because it has to start from week 1. But I figured I proved my point last year. Like, I was able to prove the point of, and I know there's already MVP talk in the National Football League going on 3 weeks in, but it is a sliding scale. You're going to have somebody pop up in week 6 that hasn't been talked about in the first 5 weeks. I felt like I proved my point last year. Aaron Rodgers was atop the MVP pyramid. Tom Brady was second. They were the top 2 guys to receive votes last year.
So well, disappointed because the week 1 pyramid would have had Justin Jefferson number 1.
Yes,
and then by week 3, he's the guy that's buried at the bottom of it.
Let's get to some Week 4 action. By the way, it's London week. Yes,
yeah,
we got a London game early Sunday. It is those Vikings taking on the Saints. That's why it works in our segues. We look for pickups. I want to bring Ryan Bershinger in as we look to stream defenses. So how Week 3 was a Thursday night stream, wasn't it, with the Cleveland Browns?
That's right. Yeah, we recorded our last episode prior to that Thursday night game, and I said that I liked both sides on defense in that, and I played the Browns, and I said I doubled down and I would pick the Browns out of those two. And you know what? The Browns ended up with double-digit points on defense. We're not going to dive into how or why that happened. We're just going to we see the facts, okay? We know what they are. They gave me 10 points, and it doesn't matter how that went down.
You got those 8 points in the final seconds. That's all that matters.
Exactly. We got a nice buzzer beater there from the Cleveland Browns, and
I felt really good because I felt like Pittsburgh had an opportunity, and I know there were probably a lot of Steeler teasers out there that people had ruined, but it actually made me feel good. I was on the wrong side of it. I thought Pittsburgh was able to cover, and then I'm like, oh, geez, thank goodness they weren't down 3 when that happened, and then, you know, wouldn't have been able to cover. Made me feel a lot better watching that that last play.
And then if you had the over when it was from the original line of 40.5.
Sure. It was craziness. I'll say, before you give your streaming defense, I want to bring up this story because this happens in my long-term league. We had a guy this week lose by a tenth of a point. And whenever you have a close game, and I'll go and look at stuff in the league to find out, he had Matthew Stafford as a starting quarterback, and the Rams took 2 knees at the end of the game. So technically, and while it didn't play out that way because his opponent had a guy on the Sunday night game, what ended up happening was he went from winning to tying to losing when Matthew Stafford took those 2 knees to end their win in Arizona. So I sent the group text to everybody and then completely forgot that he lost by 0.4 of a point the week prior. So I had no reason to complain about any of my fantasy defeats when a guy in our league has lost 2 games by a combined 0.5 of a point.
He's got a hell of a story to tell.
That's right. That is absolutely right. All right. So Week 4 streaming defense, maybe a screaming defense if they are frustrating.
That'd be good too.
Yeah. Who do you got, Bursch, this week?
Well, I like the Steelers. They've got the Jets at home this week. The Jets suddenly have once again turned into an offense that has Joe Flacco as their quarterback. So I feel a little more comfortable again streaming defenses against the Jets there. The Chargers have the Texans. I think that that's hopefully a bounce back matchup there for the Chargers.
I'm really scared.
Danger, Will Robinson.
I think this could be win number 1 for the Texans on Sunday. I really do. It sets up perfectly. The Chargers are so reeling right now, and the Texans are ticked.
All right, who's worse in close game situations, Staley or Lovie Smith? Go.
Spider-Man meme, is that what we're
That's kind of what we're doing here.
All right, okay, sorry, Bursch, I interrupted.
It's fine. Look, hey, the Texans could still win that game. I played the Texans defense last week against the Bears, and they still got me 8 points despite the fact that they lost.
Fair enough.
So it's fine. That could easily still work out. And another matchup I like is, the San Francisco 49ers don't seem to have it all together quite yet on offense, and they got the Rams this week. So if the Rams are available as a defense in your league, I like that play a lot.
Can I say one more other thing?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you guys sick of seeing the Buccaneers on TV? Like Chiefs, Buccaneers, and like I get it. I get it. It's Mahomes against Brady, Super Bowl rematch 2 years ago. But I'm just like, can I just get a breather? Can you just give them a couple of 1 Eastern time kickoffs?
Can we flip the Buffalo-Baltimore game into that?
Yeah, seriously.
Slot or Jacksonville-Philly.
Like, it's too much to me. Like, I mean, they were – and I mean, you know, they were the main Fox broadcast. I mean, it's Sunday Night Football. It's just, you know, the game against the Saints. Like, they're all in our face. And I just need a break. Just, you know, give me a. Hopefully they've got a 1 o'clock Eastern time kick coming up in week five, and then we can get our breather. Yeah,
well, I think
they've got the Falcons
off
in week five.
Off of Dan is that you just don't have. It's not good football right now. From an aesthetic standpoint, it's like still appreciate the defense, still appreciate the brilliance most weeks of Tom Brady and what he brings to the table. I mean, all respect and whatever. Just it's not aesthetically pleasing, like we talked about in last week's podcast. Like, I don't want this game in week three when there's nobody playing. I might as well have Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers beat the hell out of each other in a steel cage sure. with what's left.
Yes.
And that's exactly how it played out. It was not. Yeah. And a lot of football in week three was not exactly football that had your rapt attention at the edge of the seat going, my God, what's going to happen? No, most of it was actually dreck. But you know what? We celebrate all 272, trying to find the win somewhere therein.
Yes, and we will try to find one in week four. Jags Eagles, I'd take on Sunday night, a game that we just talked a bit about. All right, let's get to the pickups then. For if you want to pick up those defense and stream them this week, go right ahead. And if they don't work out, just blame Bershinger. It's fine with us. He gets everything right anyway. So if we get something wrong at least one time, maybe we'll feel better about ourselves.
And Danny's going to start doing stock picks. Next week.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That, I bet I would say no. Like, especially right now.
Might be able to find the outlier in a crashing market.
Oh, man. Maybe we're wasting them here on this fantasy podcast.
If I was as good at stocks as I am at fantasy football, I probably wouldn't be here right now.
that's very true. Very true.
Well, same thing. Absolutely.
All right. You mentioned DeAndre Swift's injury earlier. Obviously, if Jamal Williams is out there, he's going to be a guy that you're going to want. And if he is available in leagues, I would assume, Mike, that's one that you'd want to spend some cash on if you have some fab, especially with what the Lions are saying. Swift could be out until after their bye in week seven.
Jamal Williams may end up becoming your fantasy MVP. Because I don't know how quickly we see Swift. Like the language used to describe the injury, that doesn't sound like a 2-week injury, Dan. And we said it before the season that if you were, you know, still into the handcuffing phase of your fantasy life cycle, that Jamal Williams was going to be one of the few guys that I would be looking to do that, because I didn't think Swift would be able to hold up with a heavy workload. And we've seen it even in a more minimal standpoint, myriad injuries fell him. Two running backs that you have to look at for other injury / usage issues. We talk about Alexander Mattison, only owned in 55% of leagues going through, and with an injury to Dalvin Cook the week and head to London, I think you're going to see a bunch of him. And yes, New Orleans is a formidable opponent, but I think this is also one where the touch count could be there for you for a spell. And then Khalil Herbert, who we'd been talking about for a couple of weeks, and certainly going back to our preseason stuff, Dan, that as much as I like David Montgomery, and there's some big successes behind the offensive line and his style of running, I like the way Herbert just hits the hole and will run through you. And we saw that on display against Houston, and I think we'll see even more of it here coming up in week four.
I thought it was interesting. I really misjudged Green Bay and Tampa Bay in week three and what that game meant. I really downplayed it. I said, this is going to be a different game when these teams play in January. There's not a lot you can take for it. And I admit, Mike, I was wrong with that. I was wrong with that assessment, because it did mean something to Green Bay, and it allowed Aaron Rodgers to find a receiver that he can trust. And Romeo Doubs now seems to be maybe that guy in that spot. We know that Green Bay doesn't want Aaron Rodgers throwing for 400 yards, but when we sit there and talk about the lack of targets, to have a guy come in and catch all of them that you throw to him and help you beat the Buccaneers, one of your rivals in the NFC, and to get into the end zone like he did, I thought that was very, very interesting. No one had any, most targets on the Packers. Lazard had 6 and Tonyan had 7. So Romeo Doubs, a guy, if he's available, go out and get him.
Yeah, nice opportunity. No Watson, no Watkins, and he stepped up into a nice spot there. How about Zay Jones? 19 catches on 24 targets thus far, 173 and a score. We know the offensive line's trash, so he's got to go into his receiving core. So an opportunity there. George Pickens, I think, will eventually get fed, whether it's by Mitchell Trubisky or by Kenny Pickett once he comes over. Like, the talent is obviously there, as we talked about that 36-yard reception last week, and he's been open a bunch. A lot of Zapruder film going. Hey, look, he's doing jumping jacks. You got Tyler Boyd, only 14 targets thus far, but Cincinnati, I think, starting to get right. The offensive line's still dreck, and Joe Burrow's got to get the ball out, but he's got three guys, and to this point, half of leagues out there have left Boyd on the waiver wire, so perhaps another opportunity there. David Njoku got a big contract. Now he's getting targets. 51% owned thus far. And let's face it, the tight end position has three or four guys you can trust, and everything else becomes a shuffle up and deal kind of moment. And Njoku might become one of those guys that cracks that short list.
One of the things we talked about in our preseason pods when it comes to tight end, giving me an opportunity to toot my horn, thought in the first 6 weeks Zach Ertz would be very valuable. Now, the numbers he put up against the Rams may not have been as valuable, but the second most targets of any tight end behind Mark Andrews so far this season.
Well, that's the biggest thing, and he was hurt in week one.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going to get a target share, and in Arizona you got so many injuries now, A.J. Green hurt, that you've got very few options for Kyler Murray. And as long as he looks awake in his pass routes, Kyler's going to find him. Dan, did you see that? Let's just keep adding more logs on a fire to tell you what a mess everything is. I told him, you got to stay awake out there for me. My God.
Oh, well, I completely missed the story. What ended up happening?
It was just Kyler talking after the game about slow starts and maybe a disconnect. Is like, well, you know, the way the plays break down, you got to be awake. You got to be ready because you don't know if I'm going to come to you.
Yeah, I love guys falling asleep at the line of scrimmage. Happens a lot in the NFL. You'd see that.
Right, but I mean, guys go lazily into their routes like, the ball's going to the other side of the field, and all of a sudden it's whizzing past your head. It's like Kyler Murray's just saying, look, man, there might be an opportunity to make a play, so run your route and be ready. I don't think what he said was wrong, just given the number of bullet points we've had against this team thus far. That just became the latest fodder.
Three more games, and then DeAndre Hopkins comes back. You may want to look if he is available. Yeah. I doubt that he is. I picked him up in one of my leagues as well, and he's just sitting on my bench. But you just may want to just take a gander at that if that's the case. All right, that's going to do it for this pod. We're even going to punt on the three-point conversion. We'll butt punt that one, and we'll get back to it on our next episode. So for Ryan Bershinger, our executive producer, that you can find on Twitter, at Ryan Bershinger, and for Mike Harmon, our fantasy guru insider who has all the knowledge, get him on Twitter at Swollen Dome. I'm Dan Beyer. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. Shoot us any fantasy questions you want during the week. And tune in again next time where we break down who you need to play and everything you need for success in week four. We'll talk to you then.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.